It's not your fault that they don't hang out with you. And I don't say this to be like, oh my goodness, both sides are even, but I even want to say it might not be their fault that they don't hang out with you. Sometimes things in life simply happen, and it's not necessarily anyone's fault. If you listen to a song that I wrote for my sweet daughter, Isabella Brave, it's called Best For You, and it's on iTunes, Spotify, all those places, under the band name Harper Still. My sister and I did an album called Songs For Our Children. And it literally talks about in that song that sometimes she's going to have friendships that might fall apart, not because of anything that she did or the other person did. And maybe it's not because of something that they'll ever actually figure out. But I think sometimes we beat ourselves up thinking like, oh my goodness, like what if I had said something different? What if I texted something different? What if I did more? And then we want to have these like sit down conversations like, I need closure. I need to talk about it. I used to be that friend, y'all. I would just over talk about things. And there's one friend in particular that I can think of. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope she knows that I'm sorry for that. Because I used to be like, we just need to talk about it for like 19 more hours until we figure out exactly where it went wrong so we can hug and be happy forever. That's impractical. It's unrealistic. Sometimes things simply don't work out or fall into place. And it's not because of your personality or lack thereof. It's not because of any of those things. It's just because we're humans. And these are things that happen as humans. I recently did a podcast episode with Adam Weber. He's this really cool author, also happens to be a pastor, and we talked about this. So go back a few episodes and look up our conversation, because I think if you need to know more about this, it'll be very helpful. Okay, bye.